Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my mate, Jeremy Zakas, who helps me understand that there's much more to cricket than you can hit the ball backwards. There's also trash talking. And for the last weeks, we've watched England trash talk Australia very effectively about how good they are, about how they're going to make it clear to Australia that that result that happened the last time during COVID was an accident because these English superstars couldn't go out drinking at night. It was that kind of excuse. But now that the match is going to be in England, well, Jeremy, all I can say is Australia's lucky to be on the same field. You try to get your picture taken with these champions. Look what they're doing to Ireland. It says here, England lead Ireland by 255 runs at stumps. What is stumps, Jeremy?
Well, John, and a nice try there to get us worked up there, you know, against the English. Well, stumps are basically as it sounds. The stumps are basically the sticks that are on the field that the ball try has to hit to get the batsman out. And when you say at stumps, what that means is literally that the game is over, you pulled up the stumps and you're going home. So when you say you've got to stumps, it's actually the end of the play for that particular day. So the games do go over several days, which means that at stumps doesn't mean it's the end of the entire series, but at least for that particular day, which is exactly what happened in this case.
Yes, test match day two, as it happened. And England is 5-24, 4-12, 4 overs, and Ireland is trailing by 255 runs. Is that something that you can make up, or is that an overwhelming lead?
Oh, that unfortunately, John, that is an overwhelming lead. But I do have to point out as well, and this is not to be disparaging against the Irish, but they have actually done it against one of the sides that's considered one of the weaker sides amongst Test cricket. So the Irish, while they do have good players, most of their good players end up playing for England, funnily enough. And while England has done phenomenally to get those scores, it's against a side that's a little bit easier. But that's not to take away from the fact that they managed to do it so quickly as well. I mean, we're talking about, you know, over 500 runs in a 250-run lead in just a matter of 2 days of play. So for whatever reason, the cricket gods have really shined on England in this respect. And the scary part is, John, and I hate to admit this as an Australian and going into the Ashes in just 2 weeks' time, but a lot of those players that are playing against the Irish right now are the English Ashes side. So this, honestly, you talk about trash talk, you talk about psychological warfare. This is a phenomenally good salvo to fire at the at us Australians right now from the English side. And it's also very much a way to sort of promote that baseball, which is what they've basically played against the Irish. They're a very aggressive form of cricket, very quick scoring runs, very, very energetic and very, very much on the offensive the whole way. Shows that baseball can actually work in a test series game. But John, we have 3 more days of this Irish game. So who knows? If the English go from this heavy lead to, you know, possibly get closer to either a draw or possibly lose, it will also prove that baseball might not be so good. So what I'm trying to say is this may turn around on the Brits. It may actually, you know, it could discourage them if this rest of this series does not go well.
I want to read a paragraph from the cricket writers at The Guardian. And you can translate, because it sounds magical, but I don't follow it. Broad, that's a player. Broad is convinced he's nabbed Tector, that's a player. Caught down the leg side, but then he doesn't take much convincing. Ireland review, and they're quite right. The ball, a cross-seam bouncer, brushed the shirt. Tector celebrates with a rasping pull. What did they just tell me?
Yes, what that's saying is Tector, in this case, is actually the batsman and Broad is the bowler. And what Broad has figured out is that if he basically gets the ball to come down on the offside for the cricket player, so basically Tector is being a right-handed batter, so he's trying to basically get the ball to come down on the very extreme right-hand side when you're looking from the bowler's point of view, so that Tector actually has to step across the ball and then hit it, which is very hard to score any runs off of, and it can also open up the batter to basically leave the stumps completely open. So you do a couple of those balls, and then you do a bouncer, which basically bounces in front of the batsman and then hits the stumps. Normally the batsman's completely open because they're expecting the ball to come down to what is basically their left side. But what's happened is that Tector picked the ball or picked the style of bowling very early, and he's basically positioned himself so that when the ball came down on that offside, instead of trying to step over to actually hit it forward and hit it basically, I guess, to a safe space on the field because he normally can't get runs off it, he's actually swung around and pulled it so that he's hit it behind where he was batting. So he's actually managed to get the ball into a safe space well behind the batsman and effectively used the tricky style of bowling against the bowling side and got the ball into a spot where he could actually score runs off it. So what it's saying there, John, is that basically in this psychological game that the bowler and the batter plays at the best of times, the batter has won because he saw what the bowler was going to do and basically turned lemons into lemonade and got a safe hit where he was able to score runs off it by pushing it behind him and towards the boundary. So it's cricket at its finest, and it does take a lot for a batter to figure out what a bowler is going to do. But obviously in this case, you know, Tector, he got it right on the mark.
Jeremy Zakas of New South Wales, my guide. Ashes is approaching. Boy, the English team is great, Jeremy. You might as well just stay home, Jeremy. We know Australia quits before they get to England, right, Jeremy? You always quit.
Oh, well, we'll just have to see, John, in a couple of weeks. You know, we are the silent winners, and I remember, and I'll remind the Brits, you know, no matter how much you drink, we're still going to win.
I'm going to put all of my money on that English team. My goodness, Jeremy. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.